So today we're going to continue our series in Philippians. 3 weeks ago, James kicked us off and unpacked the theme of prayer, which is clearly second nature to Paul's life. I was really struck by the quote that James brought from Mother Teresa, that image of prayer being about time spent with God, not necessarily saying anything. And of course, last weekend, I don't know how many of you went to the Engine House and heard James Aladrin speak. He spoke very powerfully on prayer and spiritual warfare. And I encourage you to get hold of the recordings. I'll be getting those from the Engine House and making those available. So if you weren't able to be there last weekend, I do really, really encourage you to listen to what James Aladrin shared. It was very, very powerful. I will touch on some of that. There's some overlaps even in what I'm saying today, but I cannot possibly go into what he went into over an entire weekend. So you've got to listen to it for yourself. And then the week before last, Steve talked about Paul's courage to keep going in the face of adversity. He talked about what drove Paul on and how what heaven had to offer was a strong incentive, which very neatly leads us to today's passage, Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 to 30, entitled Live as Citizens of Heaven. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whenever I come and see you again, or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they're going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this struggle together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it. So when I read this passage, three questions came to mind. Firstly, what does it mean to live as a citizen of heaven? And this is going to be the focus of my message this morning. But secondly, who are our enemies who are going to be destroyed? And thirdly, why is suffering a privilege? So let's start with the first topic. What does it mean to live as a citizen of heaven? And I think there's two things we need to understand first. What is heaven and what is being a citizen? So let's start with heaven. I have an amazing app on my phone. I don't know if anyone else has it. It's called Read Scripture. And it's linked to something called the Bible Project, which also has a whole web a resource behind it, and it's a app that helps you read through the Bible in chunks, logically, through the Bible, and it's interspersed with some really, really helpful films. Some of them about a book of a Bible, some of them about a theme, and as I was preparing this, I've only got as far as Exodus, and I have been reading since about January, so I'm not going to get through the Bible in a year, but it's a good app, and I've been finding out about the tabernacle, the special tent God told Moses and the Israelites to make so that he could be with them. And the Bible app at this point had a film about heaven and earth. You may really think about heaven when you're reading Exodus, but there is an awful lot about heaven throughout the Bible, and I really want you to watch this. So we're going to start. It's about 5 minutes. It's a really good little film. We're going to start with this.